Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burwell. Excited about who God is, what He's doing, and what He's speaking in this season. As I come before you today, I have to just share with you all that a little challenging today, but I bless God because He's able to do just what He said He'd do, and I just know that as I continue to obey and walk in this that He's given me for this ministry broadcast, that He will surely see me through. Amen. I've had some conversations today with some people who are near and dear to me, and as I was seeking God about what it is to share with the listeners on today, what came to me just a few moments ago was the issue of identity crisis. Identity crisis, especially identity crisis that we face in the church. And because we face that in the church, it affects our ability to function in the kingdom. So for the next few minutes, I'm going to be sharing with you all from the thought, are you suffering an identity crisis? Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. God, I just give you praise for this another opportunity to come before you and your people, God, to give them a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment. Oh God, a word that would allow us to reflect on who we are and what our stance is in this day. God, I thank you that I know who you are in my life. I know what you've delivered me from. You've given me a glimpse of where you're taking me. So God, even in the midst of it, I can't lose sight of what you've placed in me. I can't lose sight of the development processes that you allow me to go through. I can't lose sight. I cannot go into a crisis mode. I've got to know my ID. My ID in you. So, Father, I thank you for every listening ear. I thank you for every open heart that will receive this message, this empowerment message, God, that it will go forth and do just what you want it to do. Now we bind every hindering spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Use me for your service, and I will give you all glory, honor, and praise. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have we experiencing an identity crisis? There are probably a lot of scriptures that are relatable to our identity and our development and our process. But one that sticks out, and I'm sure probably a lot of people use when it comes to identity, is found in Matthew chapter 16. Verses 13 through 16 read this way. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that the Son of Man am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. in the scripture, it's so interesting to me that here we are seeing Jesus and his disciples, the ones that were close to him, the ones that he spoke to constantly, teaching, breaking bread with, the ones who got to see him be himself. And he has to ask them, who do you say that I am? And they start giving responses. Well, some say. But the bottom line is that he wanted to know, I don't care about what others are saying. Who do you say I am? So when I look at that, I look at us as individuals. I look at how many of us have gone to churches, been a part of fellowships, gatherings, whatever you decide you want to call it. We've gone to those places in the midst of an identity crisis. Sometimes not even in the midst, but we go in with an expectation that we are one thing, but then we're told by man that we're somebody else. What a challenge that is, to know that you're clearly hearing God speak to you about who you are to him, but yet you have somebody else tell you that you're not. One thing that I know for certain is that when you're not certain who you are in Christ, your life will never be settled. You'll never have fulfillment or satisfaction in life when you're always questioning, who am I? Who am I? What am I doing? What am I doing? Where am I supposed to go? You won't experience joy in life when you're not sure who you are. When you don't know your purpose, when you're not developing your gift, you really find yourself in the midst of a true identity crisis. You know, in the church, people are quick to call themselves Christians because they belong to a church. But what does it mean to be a Christian? And that could be a part of why some people are facing an identity crisis. Because they've been told that if you join church, if you go up the front and give the preacher your hand, that you're now a part of this elite group that does not err, that's been sanctioned, that has free passes. And you begin to live a life that's contrary to what God wants for you. You're doing what man wants, but you have no clue what God wants for you. You're suffering from an identity crisis. Even the church. The church is suffering from an identity crisis. Because many of them don't even know why they were established, except for they were one place. They didn't like what the leadership was doing. They didn't like how money was being spent. And so they decided that they would pick up and move and start their own. But they start their own with the same spirit that was in the last place, but just new management. There's an identity crisis there. When we come together, we're to come together to build up God's people, to strengthen God's people, to equip God's people to affect the kingdom of God. We're to be lights in a dark world. We're supposed to be significant voices that can send forth a message that can change a mind, that will cause believers to understand their need to advance the kingdom, to give them an understanding of what our King wants to have as our core beliefs, our values, our practices, so that we can speak to individuals about keys to the kingdom. Because our keys are our values, they're our benchmark to make things happen in the kingdom. When we look at our identity, we have to be able to accept our uniqueness, to not want to be like anybody else, to sound like anybody else, but to be who God called you to be. And one of our empowerment classes, maybe some time ago, we were talking about, you know, knowing who you are. And our teacher, Pastor Prophet Vini, shared with us that it makes no sense that if I am a woman of God, and I know I'm a woman of God, but I'm unsure of what my niche is, what my call is, what my giftings are, to go to another woman of God and ask, thinking that they're going to give me an answer, because he gave us a scenario of, a chair won't ask a chair what its purpose and function is because they're the same thing. What am I saying? I'm saying this. If you're facing a crisis about your identity, you can't seek man to give you the answer about who you are. You've got to seek God, because he's the only one that can really give you an answer about who you are, what you were designed for, what the plan and purpose is for your life. He's the only one that can do it. The only one. Now, I know that there are times when you can get guidance from a leader, so I don't want you to think that I'm discounting anything that a leader has spoken, because sometimes they can guide, but they're going to only guide based on what God has spoken. So be careful with that. I know many people who don't move unless their pastor says move. They won't speak until pastor or leader tells them to speak. They won't even go in fellowship any place outside of where leadership tells them they can go. There's a whole lot of identity crisis in that house. Because what that speaks to me is that there is a controlling spirit that's taken over. That as long as a leader feels that they can control the people, control their people, then they have no need to know who they are or what their purpose is, because they'll be intent to hear only what they say to them. That's not the way that God would have it. I'm grateful to know that I serve a God that loves me so much that he sent his son to shed blood for me. I'm so grateful to know that the word declares that who the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm grateful to be free. Free in my thinking, free in my spirit, to embrace the things of God, to embrace the things of the kingdom, to understand who I am. I'm grateful to God that he gives me the ability to develop the gifting that he's placed inside of me. We often go places and we sit in the midst of people who want to give us instructions and give us the word, but never really give us truth. And I said, ooh, okay, that might have cut, because somebody's saying, well, I go to church and they're giving me the word, and it's good word, and because it's the word, it is the truth. Well, there's often times that you do go, and they do pull out the Bible, and they do give you word from the Bible. But sometimes what man interprets is not always what God is speaking. So you've got to know the voice of the Lord. Know his spirit. So that when certain things come across the airways through a vessel, that you know that it's God speaking. In Genesis chapter 32:24-28, we talk about development process. Let me go there real quick. Bear with me. Thank you, Lord. Verse 28, and the scripture says, then he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. I'm going to read this to you from the New King James, and it says, and he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. I'm going to keep reading. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, for I've seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. I kept reading there. Verse 28 was where God had me look at, because he was talking about the struggle and about a name being changed. But God said that we've got to discover our identity through him. That here in this scripture, Jacob had struggled with God and struggled with man, but he prevailed. Jacob didn't get up. He stayed there. He stayed right there, wrestling to the breaking of day, wrestling until his hip was out of joint, but staying right there to get an understanding of who he was. I'm speaking to somebody now that you're in a place, you're in a very tedious place where you're wrestling with God and wrestling with man because you're trying to figure out who you are. You're trying to figure out, but who do they say that I am? You want what God has for you. You want to be that servant. You want to be that ambassador, but yet you're struggling with man because man is saying you have to do it this way, and man is saying you have to go here, and man is saying you have to have the education, and so on and so forth. And so you're struggling with God and with man. But I want you to hear the Lord now. Go through the process. Go through the process. Go through the process and allow the Lord to develop you in this very tedious place. You may not understand everything that's being spoken to you. It may not even feel good what they're trying to impose upon you. But God is saying now is the time that he wants to reveal to you the truth about who you are to him. And once he reveals that truth to you, you don't have to worry about an identity crisis. You don't have to worry about who people say you are, because you're going to know who God says you are. God is going to show you through your experiences in life that who he says you are aligns with those very things you've experienced. You've wondered, God, why am I going through this? God, why the disconnection? Why the isolation? God, why are certain people always drawn to me? God, why are certain people always seeking me out? God, I say I'm living for you. God, I want to do right by you. But God, there's a people that are always pulling at me, that are not living a righteous life, that many people are telling me are the wrong influence for me. God, what are you saying to me? He's saying, don't get caught up. Don't get caught up in that, because it'll have your mind messed up. It'll have you in an identity crisis situation, because you'll get caught up in your emotions. You'll get caught up in what others are saying and not seek to hear the voice of the Lord. I have to admit that for many years I suffered an identity crisis before the Lord and even after giving him my all. I knew that I was different. I knew that I saw things differently. I knew that I didn't fit in. As hard as I tried, I never fit in. I was always the weeded out one, the one left alone, the one talked about, the one scrutinized. But I knew that there were giftings inside of me that had not been tapped. I suffered an identity crisis. But I'm grateful to God for today, for this season in my life, that God has graced me, hallelujah, that God has nudged me in a direction and placed me before people of God, anointed vessels, anointed ambassadors of the kingdom, to help me now embrace my uniqueness, to embrace my sound, to learn my voice and to appreciate it so I don't have to second guess myself. I don't have to wonder, who am I really, God? Because he makes it plain. If you just take time to hear him, if you just take time to understand the process that he has you going through now, if you just understand that just because everybody else is wearing red, you don't have to. Just because everybody is preaching a certain way, that's not what God is doing in you. You don't have to. You have to be who he made you. And you have to embrace your own uniqueness, your own beauty, your own authentic self. And as you embrace who you are and what God has called you to be, what you're actually doing is empowering those who are watching you, because they are. We all have influence over people's lives, and we're often unaware, but there are people that are watching, listening, paying close attention to how we handle life and how we handle life challenges. They want to see that if we say we are kingdom ambassadors, if we say we are Christians, what it looks like on us. They hear, they see, they know, just like God allows us to hear, to see, and to know. We can't leave this year, 2012, going into 2013 in crisis mode. A few days left in this year where God is still fulfilling his promises, where God is still sending forth provision. And in the midst of that, God is allowing us to go through the process to help us understand our purpose. My brothers and sisters, take time to go through the process. Know who you are in God. Know what your assignment is. Be who God has made you. Don't try to mimic anybody else. Don't try to be anybody else. It doesn't work. Nobody's blessed behind you being a mimic. Be who God has created you to be. And let identity crisis have no place in your life. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope this word of encouragement has helped you on today to embrace who you are and be happy about it. God made no mistake when he made you. Every intricate part of you was a part of his plan that your life would bring him glory. As always, I encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. And after you've been empowered, then please take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you until next week. I will be back on the air with Pastor Prophet Rodney Vini on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another Kingdom Empowerment message. God bless you until next time.